always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And that's what we do on this show, man. We live today, and I'm excited to get it in with a brother, man, that I actually met. He came out here to the homie SoCom's release party, the tour, actually. They were getting it in. We had a chance to get it in, chop it up, eat some food together, break bread. You know what I'm saying? And we was breaking cornbread, just so y'all know how we do it around here, man. But we got the homie on, you know what I'm saying? And let me see. We gonna get it in with him, man. We just excited to get it in with Apostle. And he's gonna share his testimony, music, and ministry. Sorry about that tweet, man. I had to turn my joint on silent so that this ain't going off, man. And I gotta say this too, man. We're gonna talk about transition. The Spirit of God just put that in me right before we got in, man. And the first words out of Apostle's mouth was transition. And I was like, look at God, man. We just gotta give God an applause the way he always is speaking to us. But I do gotta say this, man. As a parent, my son today, man, he's 2.5 right now, man. But he's almost potty trained, man. I'm pumped, man. So I ain't got to change no more poopy diapers, man. And if anybody had kids, you know exactly how I'm feeling when that transition starts to happen. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lil Keese, man. I love you, man. And look, I'm going to go to this song right here. When I first heard this, I saw the video. The homie Reconcile Never Would Have Made It. I was like, oh my gosh. Man, you got to love the Marvin Sapp sample, too. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. I'm gonna be back in a hot second. Here we go.
Never would have made it.
Incredible.
Never could have made it without you.
Blowing in the sky. You don't work hard, you don't meet. You don't grind, you don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. Yeah. Don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. Check it out. And it's all about improvement, knowing that the pain of change is ensuing. The cocoon is doomed for most, but to see the butterfly, it renews my hope. When you choose to go to a higher bracket, gotta rewire your practice so it can match with actions. They manifest when it's game time. See, this fish ain't swimming in the same pond. An artisan when I lay rhymes, I lay claim to a great space. Opposite of lovers, how does the hate taste? I hope it satisfies you as you see this rapper rising, capitalizing off the gifts that he put inside me. Who's beside me, more than a hobby? This vision is a birthright, I can't get it sloppy. Living through it got me go hard like playing hockey. Break ties with this traffic light, y'all, don't try to stop me. And don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. No limits in my progress, move past being a novice, whatever you wanna call this. Sharpie is the rawest, for lack of a better term. And what he speak couldn't edge if they care to learn. And what I share is firm, strength in the syllables, length in the lyricals, prince in the spiritual, presenting these principles, going against the grain, flowing amidst the pain, showing them a different way. No longer concerned on how to grip the game, but focused on moving the heart as well as hit the brain. A billion different rappers, but what they spit the same. If you ain't moving in purpose, brother, your gift is lame. Many selling their souls so they can get the fame. Still empty handed, do deals with filthy bandits. I seek first the kingdom, my wealth is simply granted. I flourish in the courts, my roots are really planted. And don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. Since my father's past, been on the monster path. Top seed on the mic is the spot I grab. Bring the pain like playing football without the pads. And I do it so easy, not to brag. I just walk in what I'm destined for. And I bless the Lord that the rebel dressed for war. Embrace the mindset that having less is more. Lack of mobility, that is my enemy. I'm in the lab so much they call me chemistry. And I kill every track like a Kennedy. This is to infinity, come and try to mimic me. They are garage band, I am a symphony. I'm not even supposed to be here, God sent for me. And with that said, I seven heads lyrically. Blade Trinity, catch the epiphany. Scoping out quick, whoever has got it in for me. And don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. Don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good. When they ask me, business is good. So good. When they ask me, business is good. So good. When they ask me, business is good.
Yeah.
And don't think that I lost my step, cause you haven't heard your boy in a while. I steal seven MC's heads, kill every single track with a smile. Man, business is good.
This is what I'm telling.
When they ask me, business is good.
This is what I'm telling.
When they ask me, business is good.
This is good.
When they ask me, business is good.
Yeah. Rebel Firm, Face Down Productions, and business is good. Yeah, and the Revealio. Let it ride out. Let the top down. And play it again.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Still trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Gary Slim. That's why you see him Christ balling like German.
About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory? Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Doing your homework?
Yeah, Dad. I have to explain where the universe came from.
Oh, I can help. The universe just appeared out of nowhere.
Science has disproved spontaneous generation many times. Something can't come from nothing.
Oh, well, then it's always been here. Want some ice cream?
The second law of thermodynamics proves the universe is winding down.
Your point being?
The universe has an end. Therefore, it had a beginning. Matter has not always existed.
Well, then the whole thing is just a figment of our imagination.
Dad, we can predict the movement of heavenly bodies. Predictability indicates it's not an illusion.
Those are the only three choices there are. What are you writing?
Well, the only logical option left is that God created it.
That doesn't sound very scientific. It has to be one of the other three.
Dad, you're not being logical. Can I have some ice cream now?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
The homie Sharp Skills right there. The track is called Business is Good. Man, and business is good when we always keep Christ first, man. And I love to get the show started like this. We got Apostle with us right now, and we want you to share your testimony, man, how you came to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, man. Let me know what's up.
Well, man, my story wrapped up in a nutshell, man. I grew up in the streets of Chicago with older brothers and a sister, man, and we was entrenched in the lifestyle of the gangster disciples growing up. Me being the baby brother, you know, I found myself really having no choice but to obligate myself because they was always looking for my brothers, you know what I'm saying? So when they couldn't find them, they was coming at me. So I got to a point like, you know, I just wasn't going to be out there just, you know, getting jumped and all that, man. So I started, you know, I committed myself to the GDs, Gangsta Disciples. At a young age, man, I was doing a lot of dirt, man. I mean, by the time I was 10 years old, I was driving a 1976 Caprice Classic.
Yeah.
For my brother, man, and he was, like, jumping out the car, hitting cats in the face with bricks, and this was at 10 years old.
Wow.
And I was, like, getaway driver. So man, I started smoking cigarettes at 10. By the time I was 13, I was smoking weed all the way up till I was about 21, 22. When I was about 15 years old, man, I was just talking to my homeboy the other day, a dude that I met in high school named Kendall Coleman, man, and he had asked me one day, I was engulfed in sin, man, and he asked me one day, he said, man, what would you do to give your life to the Lord, to accept his call? He was Christian, you know, and I was like, dude, I said, I think my father or something would have to die or something, man, because, you know, my dad was a pastor. He had always been a pastor since I was born, as far as I can remember. And when I was 15 years old, man, you know, my dad passed.
Wow.
And that was a crucial time for me. Of course, all my brothers were older. I was the only one at the house. No guidance at a very vulnerable age in my life. I just kind of spun out of control. When I was 16 years old, I met the woman that would be my wife now for 17 years. And man, dude, I just started doing stupid stuff, man. I was engulfed in that marijuana and them gang banging, and I ended up going to jail like 15 times, you know, between the ages of 15 and 21, man, just being stupid. I moved to Oklahoma City, got into some stuff out here, went back to Chicago, got locked up, and then ended up in Detroit for like a year. And man, I just lost it out there, man. I was smoking probably 2 to 3 $20 bags of weed a day. Dude, it was nuts, man. And what happened was the Lord was really dealing with me in my life, man. He was tugging at my heart so crazy. And I had kind of gave in, and then I kind of started, like, backsliding, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, like, you know, kind of denying the Holy Spirit, man. And I remember one day I had smoked this blunt, and dude, I got this headache that was so crazy, man. I mean, I couldn't even move my head. My headache was so bad.
Yeah.
I stayed up this entire night at my grandmother's house, man, in Detroit. And I woke up the next morning, and my granddad, he took me out to, he took me to the hospital, and they was like, yo, he's got a brain tumor. Wow. He'd be dead in 6 months. Mm. And I was bugging, like, what? I got a brain tumor. They was like, yeah, he's got a brain tumor, need to be removed. He got 6 months to live. And this was the time the Lord was really dealing with me, man. So, like, at that time, you know, I had just touched rapping, just barely touched it, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I made a little demo tape with my cousin Showtime and Mark D out in Detroit, man. And all of a sudden, like, everybody in the hood knew who I was, man. Like, I was going in the stores, and they was like, yo. At the time, I was going by the name Don Peruvian. And they was like, yo, that's you, Don Peruvian. Oh, it's Detroit. You did it. And I'm like, for real? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've done that joint upstairs in a karaoke machine, you know what I'm saying? Bug it out.
Yeah.
So within like 2 weeks period, man, I was staying with my uncle, and he was like, he came and told us, like, yo, we getting kicked out. We got to move. And I'm like, I paid my rent. Like, you know what I'm saying? How we getting kicked out?
Yeah.
Lord was dealing with my wife at the same time about coming back to Oklahoma, man. And I was sitting in the car one day. I was about to light up a blunt, man, and I just heard the Holy Spirit said, you know, you do it again, you're gonna die. And I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm bugging out. Like, you know, it was like I was talking to you on the phone, is how I heard the voice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like tripping, man. So about a couple of days later, I jumped in a 1969 Cadillac, man, and drove from Detroit all the way to Oklahoma City, man. And during that drive was the last time I smoked marijuana, man, and the Lord just totally took it out of my spirit, bro.
Praise God.
And I mean, he just totally took it away from me, man. And by the time I got here, I accepted the call, bro. I accepted the call of the Lord. I got here in 1998. Matter of fact, the night I got here was the night that Jordan hit that shot on Utah for the Bulls.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was the night I got here, man. And I drove through a tornado coming here, and I didn't even know what it was, because I wasn't used to tornadoes, you know. So I drove like right through the joint, not even knowing like it had tore up this whole city.
Wow.
So the Lord was even keeping me here and getting me here, man. So I wasn't doing no music or nothing at that time, man, when I came here, period. You know, music wasn't, you know, I touched it in Detroit, but that was like just joking around.
Yeah.
Never inspired to do it, man. And you know, within a few years, it was
all
in popping for the kingdom.
All right, man. Apostle shared his testimony, a powerful testimony, man, to show you that God could do anything, man. Let him in. Apostle, man, we're going to go to your first song that we're going to spin on Yada the King Radio called Uncontrollable. Talk to us about this joint as we get ready to roll into it.
Uncontrollable, man, was actually, I think, the last song that I recorded, man. I was starting to kind of find my niche as far as like this new sound, you know, that I'm going to do. And overall, this joint is basically talking about how the world is so full of sin right now that when you try to live righteous, you the cat that's looked at as being uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Because everybody's sinning. So when you do something that's not sinning, they looking at you crazy and strange. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to Lil Wayne, or I don't listen to Wiz Khalifa, or I don't listen to this, or I don't listen to that, I don't do this. And cats be like, what? You bugging. So the joint is a real serious joint. Pay attention to words in it. And like I said, this is kind of like the new sound and the new way that I've gone for the new label. So let's get it in.
That's what it is, man. Yada the King Radio, Uncontrollable. Let's get it in, y'all. Here we go.
They say we They say we lost.
When it comes to spirit, I'm uncontrollable. I let him grab the wheel and walk the water like a motorboat. And when that living water feel me, I let it go. When I hit the stage in Norton, hit you like a super soaker. And when it be hitting the crowd, some get excited and others go wild. Cause when we be feeling the spirit of God, it's only our job to make them announce. And it's not about us, it's all about him. You gon' feel my cup, you gon' go ahead, feel my cup to the top of that ring.
Yeah, we Now they all getting high on weed. I'm high off Jesus, Apostle Paul and Peter. Not Jay-Z or even Wiz Khalifa. None of them rose in 3 days like Jesus.
And now that I'm letting it known, I'm watching the quest, not watching the throne. I'm ready and willing and willing and ready. Uncontrollable, so your boy get gone. Even in the middle of the dark, I'ma be there like that. Everybody be like, whoa. And since we so different in this world, it's safe and control.
They say we,
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 they
say we,
they
say we, they say we, they say we, they say
we, they
say we, like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost,
they looking at us like we
lost,
like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost, I'm
out. Hey, check it. Ain't it real, real funny? Now I can't say Christ, but I can say your money. I can rap with walls and even quote no way. But I get kicked up out the school if I be walking around saying Jesus' name. And when I walk around the workplace, I all seeing eyes on their shirt, but it's okay. But when I wanna wear a quote on what God say, they send me home to change, but they won't send me on my birthday.
Oh, but it's cool, everybody cursing. And I can't pull out my Bible and start reading from the verses. And I can't say Christ when they talk about devil worship. I can't talk about the body, but it's cool for Illuminati, huh? Let me grab a bullhorn, walk right into Satan's church and say the name of Jesus so loud to live, make my time so sir. Some of you may say that's uncontrollable. I call it work. And if you think I'm not, come on, let's see who died for the gospel.
They say
first.
We, they say 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 we,
they
say we, they looking at us like we
lost,
like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost.
They looking at us like we
lost,
like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost.
They say we, 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 like we
lost,
like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost.
They looking at us like we
lost,
like we
lost,
like we
lost, I lost, I lost.
To all my haters,
let's go. I'm gonna do this till the end.
Raw servant.
Yep, I'm gonna do this till the end.
DJ Anomaly.
I'm gonna rip them till the end.
GA.
You ain't got to be
my boy. T.
Strongest, yeah. You make it to the end.
I'm gonna make it to the end, my friend. I'm gonna keep it on blast. I'm gonna keep it on 10. I'm gonna go all out till I roll out. Place on my shoes. It's time to move on the Lord's route. Yo. Narrow's the way and truth is displayed. Honesty, discipline with a fresh pair of shades. You sip, hate or rate, man, I can't stand y'all. I ain't the tallest in the league, but I stand tall. Yo, toss me the ball, watch me do my thing. I stay in the gym, hustling to beat your whole team. Man, you thought I would quit with one hit. Man, you got it twisted, my life on the line, so don't flinch. Bring me along, cause here I come. More lethal and deadly than a 100 Vietnams. I'm on a whole path, you bout to smell grass. Call me the Energizer Bunny, cause I outlast.
They call me the Amtrak, ain't nobody stopping me. The ultimate running back, ain't nobody blocking me. I'm on my day and age, cause I gotta be the one who always wins. I'm 10%. I'ma do this till the end.
Going to die for him. Willing to let the back on, be back on us. We bring Jesus to the hood, let it be understood. You want
more effective when you're working with the right one. The end, I'm going harder than I've ever gone before. Never deny the Holy Spirit, I take in an overdose. Oh no, we gon' let them know T had it, that we gon' bring the pain. And I just can't get happy into his kingdom came.
Yeah. Ain't nobody stopping me, the ultimate running back. Ain't nobody blocking me, I'm on my jagged edge. Cause I gotta be
the one who always wins. I'm 10%.
I'ma do this till the end.
Malachi, Raw Servant, and T. Hattie to the end, man. And we got to make it to the end, man. It's a war, all-out war. And that's exactly what the homie Apostle was just talking about. And we're going to get it moving, man. Talk to me about, you was talking about music, how you got involved, man. You do graphics as well. But you got a brand new label that you guys kind of collabed with. Talk to me about this new label and who you guys are with right now, man.
All right, man. The name of the new label is About Faith Music Group. It consists of me, SOCOM, man C. Micah, and my dude Jay May. For you cats that was out in Washington during the movement tour, that was pretty much the tour. And actually, that was when we came up with the label, when we was on that tour, man. It was crazy.
Wow, well, that's tight.
It's kind collectively, of... Collectively, I know... Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say it. It was kind of funny though, because I was like, man, y'all always, we were just sitting at the table breaking cornbread. You know, I was like, man, y'all always together doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you know, and then you guys kind of got the idea from that, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, like, I've been knowing SOCOM, I think, since like 2005.
Yeah.
I brought him out here to Oklahoma City to do a show. Called Holy Hot Mania with like Dooney, and I had somebody. As a matter of fact, I think that was the first time I met T. Micah. I met both of them on the same day.
Yeah.
They came in for the show. I was really a fan of these cats, man. Like, even though it was like my CD release at the time, I was doing some underground stuff. I was a fan, man. And then eventually I met Jay May, and We done some collaborations with a label called Double Edged Sword Records at the time. My contract had expired on Double Edged Sword, and I was just trying to find out what my next move was going to be, man. So we came down there. We had talked about it before, Kevin. And then when we was out there, it was so simple, man. It was like we was all sitting in this Mexican restaurant, and I forgot who. It might have been SOCOM. Like, yeah, man, so y'all want to do a label? And then I think Jamie was like, yeah. Then C. Michael was like, yeah. And I was like shocked, like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked because I was like, you know, in my heart, I was like, man, I just wish I wish everybody would just get on the same page and let's just do a label.
Yeah.
So when they said it, I was thrown off, like, for real? Like, y'all serious? And everybody was like, yeah. So I was like,
oh, let's get it on the closet. You know what I'm saying, man? I was so excited, man. And we done the concert that night, and when we came back, we stayed up around 5 o'clock that morning.
Wow.
Just going over all of the dynamics, man, of what we wanted to do, man. Just, like, trying to find out what was going on. So it was like, yo, what do you believe? What do you believe? You know, because cats have these different beliefs. You know, I believe in this, or I believe like that. So it was like, yo, do you believe Jesus died and rose? Yeah. You believe?
So y'all went to the fundamentals, man.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo. Because all we were seeing is, you know, and I'll touch on it, what we were seeing is it seemed like there was a division at the time in the gospel, you know, rap game because of beliefs. And we was like, we didn't want to be that, you know what I'm saying? We wanted it to be totally about Christ, you know, about the face of God, man. So we was like, even if there was some type of differences, and we can just agree on the fundamentals, let's get it popping.
Yeah.
So we started out there, man, and then we broke down all of the other business dynamics, man. So it ended up being a great thing. And I'll touch on it since I know I was tweeting and all of that. At the time, I was sitting on a situation with Interscope that I hadn't told nobody about, man. And that was kind of what I was going to do. And for, you know, for a lot of cats that don't know, Interscope also holds 50 Cent, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and some other artists as well. They have another side too that they're getting into for gospel, and I had a situation with them sitting on the table. So I was like, "Now this was me, man." Like real talk, I was like, "All right, boom, I ain't gonna say nothing to nobody. I'm just gonna come out of nowhere, sign the Interscope." You know? So you know, I'm just like feeling like this would be my thing. I'm gonna hold out on it.
Yeah,
and man. The Lord, man, just was like, and this is how it came to me. What he showed me when they presented the label, he showed me how the disciple was sitting there fishing. Hmm. And all he did was came and say, follow me.
Yeah.
Now, well, a lot of cats don't even pay attention to this, man. But this is real crucial. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is the spirit that I crave for this. I pray for the spirit every day. When I pray to give me the spirit that you gave him that day. Because what cats don't realize, man, how is it that somebody gonna walk up to you and tell you, stop doing what you're doing, follow me, and you and your spirit just accept it and yeah. agree and follow. That's strong, man. That's strong to, for them to, whatever that was, whatever that aura was about Jesus that they saw and they felt when he said, follow me. I mean, it was so powerful and so strong that they just stopped. Mm. And they had their own plans and goals and mission. And that's how it was with everybody on this label, man. SOCOM was doing his own thing, man. He had started his own label. J-May had just signed a deal with Take Music Group.
Yeah.
Which he's got an album that just dropped. The joint, matter of fact, it just came out about a week ago called For His Glory. That's through Take Music Group. He had just signed, and C. Michael was on Collard Greens Entertainment.
Yeah.
So, and I was just starting to get Mastermind ENT off the ground. So when they came at me, it was like, wow. Stop everything you put down. Now, bro, I had to sit down and put a business plan together. I got all my stuff in place, but I even got clients.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My business, I've been working on it for 2-3 years. It's finally starting to blossom. Cats are starting to recognize the Mastermind logo and all of this, the branding and taking place. Man, bro, that's how I see it. It was just like, stop what you're doing and let's do this. So, man, all four of us stopped our label, stopped what we were doing. Came together and it worked out because not only am I an artist, but I'm part owner.
Yeah.
So, you know, we was just like, you know, it wasn't no button heads. Oh man, well, I've been a label owner for all these years. I should get 40%. You know, man, dude, when everybody was like, yo, it's gonna be split 25%. Everybody was like, all right.
Yeah. Now that's good, man. You see, and it's a long distance thing too. You guys ain't all in the same region. You guys are like all over the place. I know J-May's in Afghanistan right now. You know, SOCOM out here in Lacey, which is Seattle pretty much out here. Then you out in OKC. See Micah out there in St. Louis. So just talk about that as we get ready to go into your next song. Talk about how that dynamic actually works for y'all's good.
Well, one of the great things about us working together is we kind of always work together in a sense, just not on this magnitude, you know what I'm saying? So everything that we've done in the past have always been from a distance.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that people haven't seen yet that will manifest in due time is that we get to cover large markets in large regions. Because like SOCOM brought the tour out there. So I could do the same thing here in Oklahoma City. While when you're looking at markets, you're looking at covering Oklahoma City, Kansas, and then see Micah's right there in St. Louis. So he gets to touch St. Louis and Chicago and Indiana. I get to touch Kansas, Texas, you know, Louisiana. Then you got SOCOM, who can touch out there in Washington, Cali. Then when J-May come back, he's going to be right here in Texas. So just the way that whole thing is set up, man, we get to cover these different markets. And I think it's going to be very beneficial for us being in different markets. I mean, if I'm holding it down, if I'm holding down the label here and C. Michael is holding down the label there, that's just more people hearing about, I don't even want to say really hearing about the label, but hearing about the ministry that's going forth. And I think over the course of the next year too, man, it's the way it plays out, it's gonna be really interesting, very very interesting. I think it's gonna, matter of fact, I know it's gonna be very powerful, because just from the tour alone, the tour was so powerful, man.
Yeah.
And that was no getting together and talking about what we was gonna do. That was just we showed up with iPods.
Yeah.
So from what we've talked about behind the scenes and discussed, man, and the way we want to present the gospel, man, it's just, man, I look forward to it, man. I'm hibernating right now. I ain't really been doing a lot, but, man, I'm telling you, when I come.
Man, that's what's up, man. This song we going to go to is called Amen. They touch and agree. They saying Amen, featuring K-Drama. Talk to me about this as we flow into it, man.
I didn't hear you, man. Go ahead.
I said we're going to get it to this song. We're going to get it to this song called Amen right now. Talk to me about this joint.
Amen. That's the song I did with K-Drama. Basically, man, when I done this song, I heard the beat, and the hook just came to me instantly. That's normally how it is for me. He just laid a hook on me, man. And what happened is, like, when I was doing this song, I actually, like, really, really started researching. Like, everybody say amen all the time, but, like, what is you saying?
Yeah.
And I was asking people. I was asking Christian artists. I was like, yo, what do amen mean? Mm-hmm. And they was like, I don't know. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
So it's such a basic term that we use all the time. And, like, cats, you know, I really had to, like, be like, yo, let me get it. And find out, like, what is the meaning of this joint? Because I said, like, what did that be?
Yeah.
So if you notice in the track towards the end, I'm kind of going to break it down a little bit and explain what it is and what it means. So fun track, very, you know, get the party started type track. And I was blessed to have K-Drama across the records on it, man. So let's get it there.
All right, let's hop into it, y'all. Yada the King Radio, Impossible.
I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left, right. If you're up in Christ, I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left.
I'm here to be a superstar, I'm here to rep the kingdom. To be a servant for the gospel, he's the reason that I sing.
Oh,
I spread the word and Jesus died and rose in three. So when the people see me on the stage, they don't even see me, they see the kingdom. Oh, I'm one to call with Christians that ain't scared to shut it down. I can worship him in silence, fucking praise him when it pounds. Grab a mind of unbelievers, sit him down, introduce that truth. And show him how to
black man at 59 get crossed like he got deep. Everybody jump up with that Bible in the air, let them know just how we feel. Cause when the devil try to come and start something, we gon' be the first to let them know Jesus real.
When we send them praises, I be showing them blessings finna come down. Now blessing that I'm on, get on earth, it's gon' stop me from getting my crown. Round.
Soldier on the battlefield, signed up and I'm in that line.
In my line,
that knife from God and he say, well done, and I'm just fine.
So when I sign,
man, it's more to me than yes, I'ma do his will.
It means I'ma say amen in front of Satan, even if my flesh is king.
Everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left, right. If you're up in Christ, I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left, right. If you're up in Christ.
If you know that Jesus is the best to say amen. Khalid ain't got nothing on him. Nah. Take to the bank. My God is a Hank. Garage to say my God is a beast. Uh-huh. But they treat him like an X-Man, like he don't belong. In this society, society lied to me. Told me that ivory, girls and possessions would suffice. I'm telling you, idolatry is the least that's sucking light out of you literally. More is less, more is less, less is more or less respect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
God presented that to me and I tossed my hat. See, I lost my life to find it. Now he got me grinding more than when I was 9 to 5. Yeah. Because I'm constantly striving to be as holy as he is. Study the path of Jesus and carry my cross on it. Deny your region. Ha, that's me, kid. I gotta deny myself. If my life don't preach the gospel, then take my health. Amen.
I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left, right. If you're up in Christ, I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, left, right. If you're up in Christ.
Now let's get into the content of this, fam. Mark 9 and 1 and Luke 9, 27 shows us that the underlying meaning of the word amen is truth, and it's often used in the context of agreeance, feel me? Thus, when we say amen, what we're saying is, God, I agree with that, I believe that, and I want that to be so. So if you agree, believe, and want more in Jesus, your response to Jesus should be yeah, amen.
I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, if you're up in Christ. I want everybody on the left to say amen. I want everybody on the right to say amen. To the left, amen. To the right, amen. To the left, right, if you're up in Christ.
They know it ain't no swagger talk. A mission going fishing and they're hating is an afterthought. I'm out here trying to reach a number you can't count. In the midst of the madness, I promise I stand out. Wait, let me see you tell you about my daddy though. Lil' got me finna call the heaven flow. Destined to lead the devil way you up. Catacombs, I'm first class till I reach my destination. Millionic boy, I rock all pigmentation. So happy I found out he was my daddy. Montel, now I'm pushing Jesus for the law. Wholesale, I live, love, and impact the globe. Trying to tell you about the Savior that impacts your soul. 501, stretch, kick, so white, it ain't funny. Fans like, but I made it through the crash. No dummy, private jet, got me looking through the glass. So sunny, I'm trying to save your family. You thought it was all money. It won't change until he catch me in the sky. Opposition couldn't touch me if he try. And they ask me on occasion, a little gin, a little tonic. Told them, nah, I can't do it, cause I live millionic.
Simple been the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rip my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God, and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. I tell them when I reach
a million. A million, a million, a million, a million.
cause the favorite act good. I'll be all up in your school, reppin' crazy old hood. Run up on your whole clique, so get your mind right. All fake, no eyes, hindsight.
I get up jumping from the front to the back. I ain't here to do a song, boy, I'm here to impact. Change your mind, change your life. If you out to change the world, spread it to your own boy. And you kick it to your girl. I ain't never met a blonde that he couldn't overcome. AIDS, cancer, cold, I should leave him on the run. Nah, he ain't have to come. He just sent his word and every knee got a bow from the bay to the birds. Trying to do grim numbers, presidential takeover. Investing in your soul, and Jesus is the stakeholder. Ride good, love God, and talk loud. Allow me to introduce you to the difference in the crowd.
Simple in the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rip my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rip God, and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. Tell them when I reach
a million.
Love God, swagger heavy, I never been a chump. You can call me what you like, but I'ma give him what he want. I've been rocking cross countries while you was watching SpongeBob. Used to leave it to the others, but they wasn't on their job. Gucci bag, fresh fit, M-I-E-S-T. Swagged out with a passion, come see about me. K-Cho, representative, you can check my resume for college for the Bankhead. You can catch me in the A from Six Sack to Rancho. Shoot, I might be in the Bay. It don't matter where I'm at, I'm trying to get these people saved.
And you can catch me every day, cause this is a lifestyle. I gotta make sure I connect, you can call it Unibrow.
And I ain't never switching up, cause I ain't with that fake stuff. You see, you fill my cup, all real, no makeup. They put me in the microwave, so I'm here to get it poppin'.
I love God, I ain't here to argue with your doctrine.
Like
that.
Hey yo, hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
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 You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up,
Jesus,
Gio.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now,
streaming online at
westcoastfire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast,
westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, homie. That's the homie Million. That song is called A Million. You know what I'm saying? And he's playing on his name, but he's trying to reach people, man. And that's what it's all about, man. And Apostle is doing a lot to reach his people in his city, man. And you actually throw an event, man, that, you know what I'm saying? When I heard about it, I actually had heard about the event, and you was talking about the event when you came up here. So share with me the event that you guys throw and what actually goes on at this event, man.
You're talking about the Unity Conference.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, the Hip Hop Hope Unity Conference, man, is an event that actually Trey Nine from TheSouth.com, he was doing the Hip Hop Hope concerts out there in Texas. Me, myself, and this cat named C-Affiliated, Sherman Johnson of I Am Records, me and him got together. We sat down and we chopped it up about, you know, trying to unite the artists, bringing everybody together under one roof, putting everything aside, and just really coming together, man, for the purpose of ministry. So, hollered at Trey Nine. Trey came on down, and within about a couple of months, man, we put that event together in about 3 months, man. For the first time in over 10 years, we had artists on the stage together for the first time in over 10 years, man. I had never been on the same stage rocking for the kingdom.
Wow.
And the city definitely responded, man. Matter of fact, Oklahoma City was the very first city to even do a Hip Hop Unity Conference. And now, matter of fact, this weekend I was actually supposed to be there in Austin because they're doing a Hip Hop Unity Conference in Austin this weekend.
Yeah.
And the Hip Hop Hope Unity Conference now is a tour.
Yep, I seen that.
So, yeah, so it was so powerful, man, what happened here, that it just went on and blossomed into something else, man. So it's like, you know, it was a great thing. We done it again last year, and Trey came down again, man, and it's really been a blessing to other cities, man. I mean, cats call me up all the time. Like, yo, man, what can we do to do a conference here, man? What can we do to, you know, bring one out here to, you know, Louisiana? What can we do to get one out here in Arkansas? What can we do out, you know, bring one in there? So it's really been a blessing, man, to be able to see cats come together. And when I first did this, when we first put it together, my goal was, because at the time, I'm just gonna keep it real. At the time, I remember hearing so much drama, man, about Lecrae and Kent Jones.
Yeah,
you know, cats like they was beefing, and oh man, they got these different beliefs, and la 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 la. So my vision was like, yo, what I'm gonna do is, I'm going to do a Unity Conference this year with all the local artists. And then next year, I'm going to bring Candy and Lecrae both down here to rock a concert together. We're going to put them all in the same room together so the whole body can see, you know, y'all bugging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as you can see now, well, catching that now scene, you know, Lecrae and Candy just got finished rocking together at the Stella Awards. So, you know, what I try to do, man, what I was trying to do is I was trying to keep these cats, you know, keep the body, like, unified. And that's what I saw as the vision. Like, yo, cats just talking all this crazy stuff, man. Like, these cats beefing. Are y'all crazy? Like, this is, y'all buggy.
Right.
So that was, like, one of my underlying goals, man. And then, like, what happened is after we did it in November and Trey did it, a couple of months later, last year, man, the vision just went crazy because this dude had the truth, he had Ambassador, he had Gospel Gangsters, man, everybody was at that Unity Conference, man, like, everybody, dude, and, like, I was behind, you know, I was backstage, so I'm, like, seeing Gospel Gangsters hollering at the truth, like, giving them love, like, yo, Truth, man, we really appreciate you, bruh. Like, yo, cuz, woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The truth was tight. Like, you know, and they was chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I appreciate everything y'all did with Cross Movement, you know, and vice versa. You know, Truth was like, man, y'all legends. You know what I'm saying? Y'all legendary. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
man, we appreciate you too. So, man, what we said, even Farnsworth Bentley, man, was there, came out, you know, spitting for the gospel. So, man, God is just doing some awesome things, man. And, like, right now, I'm kind of really taking a back seat on the Unity Conference. I do some behind-the-scenes stuff with the Unity Conference as far as, like, I do, like, a lot of administrative stuff with the conference itself. But, you know, I'm thankful and I'm blessed, man, of what's becoming of it. Glad Trey 9 and, you know, the cat that God gave a vision to, he gave it to, man. And the body, the, you know, the Christian hip hop body, man, we ain't seen nothing yet because this thing is about to get crazy.
Dope, man. So let's get to this topic of the day, man. We're going to rock on it for a little bit. Just talk. I mean, the word I'm just going to say is transition, man. What does that mean to you, bro? What, as we talk, it kind of was something that clicked together. But transition, man, talk to me about that in your life, man.
Man, I could talk about transition for days now, man, because so much that's going on in my life, man. Like, from a natural aspect, you know, I've got, you know, I'm dealing with transition just within my personal family, man. I've got my oldest son, 17, going on 18. I mean, that ought to tell everybody a lot. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I got a son that's 15, going on 16. And, you know, just that age, man, that age in itself, it's a lot goes on. I mean, you're a male, you know what I'm saying? A lot goes on in that age, man. And
yeah,
like, you know, since this is my first time experiencing this age with my children, it's just a lot of things that I'm having to transition with, you know, letting them become men and, you know, kind of seeing where they want to go in life and, you know, what to agree with, what not to agree with. But what I've learned, man, about this transition, man, is, man, a transition don't feel good all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now here's the catch 22 though. Transition also don't feel good a lot of times when it's for the better.
Mm.
Now what I mean by that is this. You know, I could be living my life cool, I'm healthy, I'm normal. Now, let's say my lungs start going out on me.
Right.
Well, I may have to have surgery in order to move into this next stage of my life.
Right.
Now, if I don't have that surgery, guess what happens? I die. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, in order for me to transition on or move on to another stage, I may experience a lot of pain. I may have to experience removing some things in order for some new things to grow. And that's not really tasteful when people think of cutting and surgery and putting me to sleep and da 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 da. Transition often don't look all that great.
Yeah.
But when it's for the better, we have to look at it like that, like the glass half full, half empty type situation, man. You got to look at it half full. Like, hey, this is going to be a situation that I have to go through in order to move on to that next level.
Man, that's good.
And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times the reason that we get stuck, like, you know, a lot of hell breaks out in our life is because we stay stuck. And let's say this. Let's say Jesus got stuck at the crucifixion.
Hmm.
And let's say he decided, oh, I don't want to die.
Uh-oh.
And let's say the crucifixion just stayed stuck in that crucifixion for years and years and years. Let's just say that they said, oh, you're not leaving this cross until you dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm not going to die. So it's 1999 and they beating him and they whipping him and he ain't dying. So it's the year 2000, and guess what? He still don't want to die.
Right.
So it's 2011, they still whipping him and beating him, but he ain't going to die. Okay, so what happens is what we experience, and this is what I've learned, man, within the last few months as I've been kind of in the back, you know, burner chilling, is that we get stuck in these phases of our life because we don't want to transition. We don't want to... Okay, I'm going to keep it real. Keep it honest with you.
Keep it 100.
Okay. I have a ministry calling on my life outside of the music that pertains to the church.
Yeah.
That I don't want.
Right.
Okay? I fought it for years. Man. Like, my brother's a pastor right now. He doesn't even have an assistant pastor, right?
Yeah.
But I've been in the church for over 18 years.
Yeah.
Fighting the ministry, you know what I'm saying? Fighting that call. Okay, so what I found myself in, I found myself with dealing with a lot of situations because it's like I'm fighting that transition because I don't want to have to, oh man, that's just so this and that's so that, and I'm not that person people can be calling to, or da 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 da, because, you know, oh man, well, I have this flaw and I have that flaw and I have this.
Come on, come on.
You know what I'm saying? But it ain't about what we think; it's about what God thinks. And when he's waiting on us, sometimes when he's got a timing on this is where I need you to be by this time, things will become so severe that you'd like jump so fast from this stage to this stage. Because it's so severe. You're like, oh man, so now you're reading your word four times a day. Now you're doing this. Now you're doing studies you ain't never done. Now you're doing this because so much stuff is happening. You find yourself having to fight these demonic attacks and all of these crazy things that you go through, you know what I'm saying, just to get through it. But a lot of that has to do with us just being stuck and not wanting to die, man. Not wanting to be crucified.
So he already went in on transition, man. We're going to transition to the next part of the show, though. Let the praise begin now. Talk to me about this song, man, as we go into this.
Oh, man. Let the praise begin now, man. That's one of my favorite songs. The way this joint came, this was actually the second to the last song that I ever recorded, Let the Praise Begin and Uncontrollable. So, again, this is like what you'll be seeing out of A-Paul Soul with the new album that I'm working on. Let the Praise Begin Now was one of them songs where I was sitting back and I was kind of meditating on praising the Lord. And I was like, man, I said, it seemed like all my songs, I always want to write a praise song. Like, I got a song called Praise Your Name. And I was like, man, why am I always wanting to do these praise songs? It's going to sound monotonous. So what happened is I was sitting there and I was just thinking about why people praise the Lord. Why do they praise Him? And I was like, oh, well, people normally praise Him when they get something or He do something for them and da 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 da. And that was, then something was like, well, tell me what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that mean? And then it was like, you're supposed to praise Him all the time like you already got what He's going to do for you.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. So, man, I went to the church. I had a key to the church. I went to the church, man, and I just played it through the laptop, man. And about 45 minutes later, that was the song. It was already recorded and done. So, like, I went into the church not knowing what I was going to do, and 45 minutes later, that song was laid out, totally recorded and everything. So,
all right, y'all. So let's hop into it on Yada the King Radio. Here we go. Let the praise begin now. Hey, Paso, here we go.
Let the praise begin
now.
Let the praise begin
now.
And bring your friends. Anointing came when we stepped in. An atmosphere can break your sin. Yeah, yeah, I done told you. The feeling you get in a room, a soldier. Shackles breaking, supernova. Attacking Satan, it's Jehovah. Power field, power pack. I got my praise, you ain't getting it back. Cause He showed me something about my praise. If it ain't my lips, He'll take my clap. He'll take my head bobbing. He'll take my hands waving. Because He know that what I'm saying is that He's amazing. He'll take my foot stomping. He'll take my speakers bumping. He'll take us still, but guess what happens when we start jumping? Up and then down, I'm gonna bring His praise around me. Up and then down, I'm gonna bring His praise around me. Left and then right, I'm gonna praise Him all night. Left and then right, I'm gonna praise Him all night. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now.
waiting for? Gotta praise him like we already got it. Tell me what we waiting for. Gotta praise him like we already got it. Tell me what we waiting for. Gotta praise him like we already got it.
Now
that we giving our Father the props, our mission to praise and never to stop, to lift the name of the Lord on high to the day we die and the casket drops. Never will I give up the praise he gave me to the world. I'ma let it be known that God still reigns in the hearts of men and his son on the right of the throne. And he'll take my mouth singing even when I'm not blinking, because he know that what I'm saying is that he's supreme. And he'll take our feet stomping, he take our speakers bumping, he'll take us still. But guess what happens when we start jumping? Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Left and right, left and right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Left and right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now.
The morning after a fall, crying, Lord, will you send relief? Relief, relief, please. Depression is setting me, okay. Constantly feeling down. What's this really about? I'm recommitting the sins I feel most guilty about. I'm weak, spiritually my bones sticking out. I want holiness, but I ain't got the power to live it out. That's what I gotta preach, just the gospel, it gotta hit me. Jesus has died for my sin, it's no power without belief. Believe. Like there's a judge that we face. With no Christ, then the lawyers bringing a briefcase.
Guilty.
But not for those who are truly underneath the grace that's making me chase, knowing my sins have been erased.
Yes.
After we stray, we see no point in praying. I can't go to God, I'd rather hide, cause he's angry.
What?
Who told me that? The gospel is free from my fall. No. I have no sins to pay, Jesus has paid them all. That's why I preach, gotta get that gospel to me. Gotta see that power indeed is available through belief.
Condemnation.
I am his, he is mine, bought with the blood of Christ, every sin on him laid. Oh, I'm letting go of my yesterday, grab a hold free in your grace to live, there's no more guilt. Hello, new mercy, hello, evermore. In your grace to live, there's no more guilt. Hello, new mercy. Hello, every morning. And every
right there is Hello. KB featuring Susie Rock. Doink. Dope joint, but I said doink. But it was a dope joint right there. I like how they mixed. Just like I mixed that word, they mixed just two different styles, the contemporary and the hip hop, holy hip hop. They mixed it and it sounded good, man. And I got some cats, man, that have definitely mixed together, meshed together, man. SoCon, just got on with me, man. He is also a member of the About Face music group, man. And Apostle and SOCOM, y'all got it going on right now. Talk to me real quick. Let me have SOCOM share. What do you guys got coming up right now as you guys move forward with this label?
You want me to Apostle?
Go ahead, SOCOM.
Oh, man, I'm about to eat dinner. We got some dinner going on. We got a few things that we're going to be doing pretty soon, man. Like, we got an event that we put together out in Colorado. So that's like a thing, you know what I'm saying, too, that we just combining on that. We're having to do stuff all over the country, man. So,
yeah.
You know, we're putting on a big festival out in Colorado, you know, called the Midwest Music Fest, combined with the Restoration Festival with one of our booking agents out there that lives there. So we putting that together, having a bunch of artists from all over the country come out down there. That's going to be toward the end of the year. We got, you know, the Dove Awards weekend coming up in April. So, you know, just some stuff is going to be happening there that we're going to be, that if we're not a part of, we're just going to be there, you know, fellowshipping and just getting it in with people, man.
All right, man. And Apostle, share with me About Face Music Group. What, when the music come out, when everything come out, what can people expect from the About Face Music Group, man?
I think what people can expect is a very diverse ministry. We're very conscious of kind of what's out right now. We're not trying to be clones. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to be what everybody else is being. We know that we have something that's authentic and something that's special, that's God-given. What you're going to hear is you're going to hear four brothers that's straight, sincere about the Lord, but at the same token, just really sticking to what God has called us to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a cat, or he'll try to sound like, you know, let me try to sound like that, or let me try to sound like this, or let me try to sound like that, so I can make it in this business. Well, our faith is not based on trying to be like nobody else. It's just based on God, whatever you told us to do, we're going to do it, and whatever you do out of it, we accept that.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear that coming through the music from Cat's Heart, man. This forecast is really just giving God everything that we got. So you're going to hear some great music, man, coming from About Face Music Group, man. Everybody stay tuned. Like, if whatever you heard from us already, I would definitely tell you, like, up your antes as far as you're thinking, because one thing about us four being together, you know, you got that good friendly competition going on. Don't nobody want to have that whack album.
Nah,
you
that's
know what
I'm saying?
Not like we wanted to have a whack album before, but it's like, you know, now it's like you hear that new SOCOM album, like the joint you just did, the Infinite Glory album.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to go and rewrite a couple of songs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then see, Micah heard this album, was like, yo, y'all made me rewrite a song. So, you know, that's just a good thing. And I'm glad God has done that, man, because it keeps everybody sharp and on their toes. And, you know, just want to put out something great that people are going to love to listen to.
All right, man. And share with me real quick, man, since we're getting it in with you, the project that you have out right now, Road to Damascus. Talk to them about where they can get it. And just pretty much about that project, the title and everything, Road to Damascus.
All right. Road to Damascus is very personal for me, man. For whatever reason, God had already told me that I was, like we talked about earlier, that I was about to go through a transition. For me, that transition was going one from rapping to singing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've done it occasionally, but God would kind of lead me in a little different direction. Not to say I'll never rap again, but, and also, man, I'm just dealing with a lot of things that I'm dealing with in life, like SOCOM was saying, man, I've experienced a lot of things over the course of the last few years, and what God was showing me is that, you know, this is your road to Damascus. Like, I haven't really done what I'm going to do with you yet. You know what I'm saying? And that was, like, kind of scary for me, because, like, hold up, I done been through all of this, and you saying I ain't, you know what I'm saying? What you mean by that? So this album, man, with songs like Change and Let the Praise Begin Now, of course, Change having to do with, you know, the Saul as he was on the road to Damascus, and God came in and, and really just moved in his life and opened up his eyes to things. And that's what's going on with me right now, man. God opened up my eyes to a new avenue from rapping to singing. He opened up my eyes on a new avenue from doing Mastermind EMT to now being with About Face Music Group. So literally, man, like everything that people have seen from A-Paul Soul before, me personally, I felt as though I was walking in the Lord, but I was, in a sense, kind of walking blind. And what people are going to see with the new album that I'm working on called Regenerated is they're going to see a whole new A-Paul Soul, man. You're going to see, I feel a step up in, as far as the level of spirituality of what God is doing in my life, man. And I think, I know you're going to hear that in the music that's going to come out.
Yeah.
So, again, Road to the Masters is real personal. The next album is called Regenerated. And the crazy thing about it, like, God has already given me the names of my next three albums.
Yeah. That's good
so
stuff.
It's just going to be interesting, man, the way he plays it out.
All right, man. And any last official words from two of the members of the About Face Music Group, man? SOCOM, you got any last words you want to share, man?
Nah, man. I just basically, man, just checking out Apostle, man. This dude, he's been doing it for a while, and you know it's hard to come across, brothers, and it's basically authentic and really want to represent God in this music industry as far as the Christian side goes, man. A lot of people that, you know, you come across a need, you know, either they don't have a spirit of excellence or, you know, they're in it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, it's like I said, with all of us on this label, we all have that sense of, you know, trying to do stuff in excellence and, you know, trying to do it to the best that we can to represent God, because that's how he wants us to do it. And my brother Papa, that's what he's doing, man. So, you know, I encourage everybody to check him out when the album get ready to drop, and just, you know, go to his website and check him out, hit him up, you know, just need some love for him, man.
Dope, man. And Apostle, you got any last words, man?
First, man, just, you know, want to shout out to Yada the King Radio. Y'all tuned in, you listening live to Yada the King. Thank y'all for the opportunity, man. It's a blessing, and I'm honored to be a part of the About Face Music Group team. Shout out to our whole staff, SOCOM, Jay Macy, Micah, Joseph Cantu, Brittany. What's our radio promoter name, SOCOM?
Ricky Carter. Yeah.
Ricky Carter.
See, they still learning all the cats, and you know what I'm saying? It's so big. They still learning everybody's names.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah, Ricky just got on there. He just joined us about a week ago, man. So it's all good, though. We're
building
the staff up, man. So,
yeah. Shout out to Matt, my man Matt Parrish, too. You know what I'm saying? My dude, man. Much love to you, Matt. My wife, man. My kids and the whole family. Everybody that tuned in, man, check out www.aboutfacemusicgroup.com and www.apaulsoul.com. Keep me lifted up in your prayers, like, you know, seriously, like my personal life, man. Like I said, there's some transitioning going on, just moving from one place to another, first naturally, then spiritually. So keep me lifted up, man, and check out all of my dudes, SOCOM, C. Mike, and Jay May. Jay May got the new album that just dropped, For His Glory, so y'all go to Google, Jay May, For His Glory. It's on iTunes. Check that joint out and pop that, man. So that's about it, man. Thanks again, Yada the King, man, for looking out for your boy, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Man, it was love, man, and it was great having y'all all on. Look, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go to this next joint right here. Pro song is called Beautiful, featuring PK here on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, 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 beautiful. God ain't made you like anybody else. Don't let nobody tell you that you're anything less, cause you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
She check out her reflection in the mirror, but some reason she don't see that beauty is in the picture. Thinking her image flawed, cause he ain't made her like those models, or her figure's a mistake. He only making coke bottles. Nah, Coke bottles are plastic, mannequins are plastic, but you are fantastic. She don't believe it, so it's driving her insane. This diet don't seem to work, she eating to ease the pain. The world tell her that somehow she doesn't matter. Besides, the perfect girls live happily ever after. No idea, she been crafted by the master. Uniquely in this image, baby, that is no disaster.
Nothing like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Cause God ain't made you like anybody else. So let nobody tell you that you're anything less. Cause you are beautiful.
For a hero, but villains is all she see. Don't think she less than other people, she is a size zero. Her ribs touching not cause of a lack of food, but after every meal she head to the bathroom, stick a finger down her throat, thinking that will give her hope. If her weight will never grow, maybe they will love her more. On a journey to acceptance, cause she ain't been there before. She ain't perfect and commercials do they best to let her know. But if she only knew who she was in God's view, made his children with a purpose, girl, and that includes you. Let this statement give you comfort, boo, cause that includes truth. God is in love with you, you ain't gotta look far for
something
proof.
Like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Cause God ain't made you like anybody else. So let nobody tell you that you're anything less. Cause you are beautiful, beautiful.
This is your song, you his baby doll, I know I ain't wrong. Beauty's from the creator, it ain't measured in weight. You are great just how you are, I don't care what that TV say. Your DNA is complete, his artistry's in your genes. That don't make him less creative, cause you don't fit in them jeans. You ain't got a clue the way he see ya. This planet is his canvas, and you his Mona Lisa.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Cause God ain't made you like anybody else. So let nobody tell you that you're anything less. Cause you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Us. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'm in love though, when I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cousin. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fifth gap.
Why is it this way? Words, I got played by your fate. You told me you
important how you live. Cause if you gon' be my wife, be at home with the kids. You got a disciple, that's obvious. I don't want my kids confused who God is. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'm in love though, when I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cuzzo. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fitted cap. Why is it this way?
Right there was the homie ZG featuring D. Man, D Flow. And the song was called Nothing to Say. Definitely banging, banging right there. I heard it on the South. I had to find out, man, who is this cat? And I was like, dude, send me the track. And man, it was definitely a hot track. I'm just going to talk about Transition real fast, man. I ain't going to delay us too much longer. But Transition, I believe, is something that we all must go through, man. There's times before we get ready to minister, before we get ready to be who God has called us to be, he takes us through these transition periods, man. And I'll say this, they're not always the most beautiful thing. A transition could be some of the worst things. But as we saw in the NBA today, there was a lot of trades, transitions for people. And sometimes this produces the best for them. What are we going to allow the transition that we are facing to produce in our lives? That's the question that I want to ask. With the stuff that we're going through, you know what I'm saying, whether your bills are sky high, you're looking for a job, you at a place, see how God can get the glory in the midst of your transition. There was the whole Israelite tribe, the whole nation went through a transition period when they left Egypt to get to the promised land. Now, that was a huge transition for them. But God said, man, glorify me in this time. Praise me during this time. Make sure I'm the only one that you are serving during this time. So I just want to share with anybody that's going through a transition, make sure you putting God first. Make sure you giving him his glory, all the things that he deserves, because it belongs to him. And he's worthy of it, man. No matter what your situation looks like, remember that Jesus Christ is still God. He's still on the throne. And I'm the warrior, Don Cristiano. We about to get out of here. Keep it lit for the king. You dig?
I always life. Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the Shabbat, we out of the, we out of the.